The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of Clear Channel Radio, nor should they be regarded as legal or investment advice. Seek qualified counsel before acting on any views expressed in this show.
This is Investor IQ with Glenn Wessel, where you hear straight talk about financial topics that impact you. Got a tax, financial, or investment question? As a CPA and holder of the Certified Financial Planner and Chartered Financial Analyst credentials, Glenn Wessel's the guy to ask. Now, here's Glenn.
And a very good morning to all of you. My name is Glenn Wessel, host of Investor IQ, where we try to give you a fair shake on all things financial. This morning, we're going to have a special guest. Her name is Betty Dowell. Thanks for squeezing us in this morning, Betty.
Thanks, Glenn. I appreciate the opportunity to be here.
I know you're a busy lady. We're going to be talking with Betty this morning about issues that relate to aging and long-term care and long-term care insurance. And does that pretty well cover it, Betty?
It does.
Is that what we're going to talk about? Betty has a degree in occupational therapy. I think you also have an MBA, if I'm not mistaken. Is that right?
That's correct.
Just to provide some background to our listeners before we start inundating you with questions, just to let them know a little bit about your background, I think you were a regional rehabilitation manager at some, is that a nursing facility? Or?
Correct. I actually worked for a national nursing home corporation. I helped to manage the rehab operations within those nursing facilities for a number of years. So we were the rehab department. If someone had a stroke, a broken hip, it was the departments that I managed that provided the rehabilitation for that.
Okay. And you're also somehow affiliated with the National Association of Health Underwriters. What is that?
Correct. The National Association of Health Underwriters is the insurance professionals group, and there's both a local chapter, a state organization, and a national organization. But it's a group that just provides resources, education, and advocacy for those working in the health insurance industry.
I see. And you participate, I guess, in some type of national forums on, is it long-term care or is it aging-related issues?
Specifically long-term care and long-term care issues. I'm actually a national instructor for the certification in long-term care designation, so I've taught literally thousands of agents, financial advisors, attorneys, CPAs, kind of the ins and outs of long-term care.
So that is the certified in long-term care designation? You're
correct.
So you have that designation and you teach it.
Correct.
So that others can achieve it as well.
Correct.
Right, okay. And I think I've seen you in the Asheville Citizen Times from time to time.
Now and then.
Now and then, right, okay. Right. So basically, I'll tell you folks, when we have issues regarding long-term care, what I do, I get up from the conference table, I go to my desk drawer, and I pull out one of Betty's cards, and I just tell our clients to give you a call because you're going to have much, much better answers to the finer details than we will ever have. So I think we would refer to you as the axe when it comes to long-term care. Is that how you're known around here?
The queen of long-term care, I prefer to think of it.
Okay, I was thinking maybe it would be the hammer, but I guess we'll go with the queen, all right? All right. Well, if you have any questions for Betty that we don't discuss here today, Betty, you're on Charlotte Street and College Avenue, right?
Correct. I'm in One Oak Plaza right there.
Right. Okay. So I have your phone number here. 225-9585 if you have any questions for Betty. Before we start, Betty, you know what day today is?
Today is Saturday.
Today is Saturday, the first day of spring.
All right.
It comes in at 1:32 today. Vernal equinox, here we come. So anyway, not such a fan of winter, not really such a fan of the changing of the seasons unless they're changing for the better, which I guess is what we have now. Let's start off the discussion by asking you to tell us how you got involved with long-term care. What was it that drove you to specialize in this field? Because that's what you do. That's basically long-term care insurance and long-term care issues.
That's correct. That's really all I know anything about, to be perfectly honest. I actually, again, coming out of the clinical background, having worked in different healthcare facilities, providing rehab, supervising rehab operations, I'd moved to Asheville and, frankly, a year later found myself out of a job because Medicare had significantly cut back on what they would pay for rehab services. Now, this is about 14 years ago. So at that point in time, the current position that I was in went away. And I was somewhat recruited to work in this business, which, frankly, I found very distasteful at the beginning, the whole stereotype of the insurance people and all of that. But my clinical background really helped with that. And both of my parents also needed long-term care services. So I certainly saw...
Your mom had Parkinson's.
Correct.
I remember that.
Yeah, I certainly saw a need for people to be educated in terms of what services were out there, what resources, and then to have a better understanding of what pays for care when and if it's needed. So really kind of a commitment to education, I think, in terms of the whole situation.
Okay. One of the prime questions that we get when clients are starting to have the discussion with us about long-term care is they'll sometimes refer to it as long-term medical care. They'll sometimes refer to it as long-term health care. And I don't really say too much at that point, but I kind of recognize the fact that they're not clear as to what it is that they're really discussing. Why don't you touch upon that for us?
Sure. I think there's still a lot of confusion over this issue. A lot of people are not familiar with long-term care insurance per se, and people do confuse it sometimes with Medicare, and it's a very different animal. People often refer to it as nursing home insurance, which is very much a misnomer because certainly it would cover nursing home care if needed, but more likely is the need for home health care or possibly assisted living, hospice care, adult daycare. Those are all really levels of care that people are more likely to need prior to or in lieu of nursing home care.
So could you contrast it just a little bit with coverage under Medicare? Because we have people who come into our office who think that they're going to be covered for these types of issues under Medicare. And they might be to a degree, I suppose, right?
Yes, they might be to a degree. And I think that to a degree is the key point there. Medicare basically becomes your health insurance once you turn 65. And health insurance and Medicare are wonderful coverage for acute medical conditions, conditions where there's a medical need, you need a doctor, you need a nurse, you need a therapist. That's what Medicare is all about. Mm-hmm. So if someone has a stroke and needs some physical rehabilitation, speech therapy, physical therapy, occupational therapy, Medicare is great at covering that for up to 100 days in a nursing home. Where Medicare does not cover are for those conditions that are not really medical in nature, but you need help with your daily living skills, getting up out of bed, getting bathed, dressed, those types of things, where you don't need a medical person, you need a caring, responsible, reliable, strong person who can help you. Medicare simply doesn't cover those situations.
Before we take a break, tell us, what are the basic tests of those daily living tests that you're referring to?
Sure. When they talk about the ADLs, or activities of daily living, it's the first half hour of your day. It's getting in and out of bed, which is called transferring, toileting, maintaining continence, bathing, dressing, and eating. Those are really the things that they're looking at when they talk about long-term care needs or a person who needs supervision because of some type of cognitive impairment, memory loss, dementia, that type of thing.
I see. If you have any questions for Betty, give her a call at 225-9585. Betty, you also conduct some webinars from time to time for people. Can you just briefly hit that?
Sure. I do webinars monthly. I do an introduction to long-term care where people can sign on and via their computer, via the telephone, kind of get an overview and some education.
So just call you if they want to
participate,
right? So that's 225-9585. This is WWNC. I'm Glenn Wessel. This is Investor IQ. We'll be back in just a moment.